We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Lisa Tuttle, Interim Director of Fulton County Department of Arts and Culture, and Robin Williams. She's the Program Manager for the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. Lisa, we talked about this with your office when there was the groundbreaking on this facility a while back, and now you guys are ready to open it up. Could you talk a little bit about what this means to the county as far as arts and culture and what this center is going to bring to the citizens of the county?
Well, we're really excited. It is kind of a nice bookend interview because I was here the last time when we were doing the groundbreaking last summer. But the building, the facility is getting ready to open on, we'll have our official grand opening on Thursday, May 15th at 10 o'clock from 10 to 1. It is a facility that is a combination. It's called the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center, and it really is going to bring in elements of all of those all the things that are in its title. It's on the grounds of Fulton County Airport, Charlie Brown Field or Brown Field, and off of Fulton Industrial Boulevard, and will be a place, a community gathering place, where we will have careers in aviation training, we'll have cultural events and classes, and we'll also have spaces for the community to gather and to have community events.
Robin Williams, you're the program manager for the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. You know, flight is such an important thing in the city of Atlanta relative to our business culture, but flight can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. It's a very powerful metaphor. As you come into being the program manager for this facility, what's your vision for what this is going to be?
Well, it's ironic you say that, because I was actually thinking about coming here today, and my background is in the arts, but most recently I was director of the New Orleans Jazz Institute. So I also have a background in jazz. And I was thinking about jazz and flight and how they're kind of connected, you know. Jazz is a journey. Flight is a journey. You know, you have to understand the imperatives to do, to learn how to fly and to learn how to play jazz. But once you get into that improvisational realm, you know, there's a tremendous human journey that occurs. And I think those things are very connected to each other. So, you know, I think it promotes, when we talk about culture and we talk about flight together in this wonderful new center that we're getting ready to open, I think the possibilities are really endless. And like you said, the metaphor is an important one. So I believe that we're going to be able to inspire young people and everyone, actually, to see how those things are connected to each other.
Well, May 15th is the grand opening of the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center, and that's an event coming up for sure. But between now and then, there are a number of events going on around the county to kind of let everyone know about the importance of aviation in our history, and maybe even aviation in our future. Could you guys talk a little bit about some of the events you have coming up?
We have a few that we try to give a little bit of a taste of all the different variety of things that are coming up at the center in these pre-grand opening events in the community. We titled the series events Taking Flight in the Community, a celebration of the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. But we're going to have some of the highlights are one is on Saturday, April 26th. We're going to have a Careers in Aviation Day for Youth workshop from 1 to 3 p.m. That's going to be offered at the Aviation Career Enrichment Incorporated, or ACE Academy, which is on the grounds of Charlie Brown Airport, particularly looking to focus on middle school students, middle school or high school. But any age, really, are welcome to come of youth. But reservations are required for that event. Youth or parents are interested in signing up, youth should RSVP to Zara, Z-A-R-A, Hughes at 404-612-7096 before April 24th. But also, too, we have a, you know, we have some paper airplane making workshops mm-hmm. that are happening in the community, and then we have a couple of film screenings that are happening. So I'll let Robin talk a little bit about the film screenings at Southwest Arts Center.
Yes, we will be having a film screening, of course, celebrating the Tuskegee Airmen and the Atlanta chapter of Tuskegee Airmen. They're going to be going to show Red Tails, which is, you know, that just came out a little while ago, but it's a terrific film, and it's a, you know, fictionalized portrayal of the Tuskegee Airmen. And then it's going to be followed by a question and answer session with Zelly Rainey Orr and some Tuskegee Airmen. That again is at the Southwest Arts Center Performance Theater on New Hope Road, 915 New Hope Road, Atlanta. And you can call 404-613-3220.
And that is that's May the 13th at the Southwest Arts Center?
That's Tuesday, correct. May 13th, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are a lot of different opportunities, but just on an average daily basis, maybe if we've got a listener who says, okay, you've got my county now has a Aviation Community Cultural Center. Could you talk just a little bit about why this facility is opening on May the 15th and why you feel like it's important for the county?
Well, it's going to be a great boon to the area. Fulton Industrial Boulevard, as you know, it's a lot of, it's really sort of cultural economic development in one way. And it also, too, has gotten a lot of already architectural acclaim for the building. The building is designed by Pond & Company, and it's a really pretty exciting building to begin with. But it's a place where arts and culture can be a vehicle to get young people interested in careers in aviation. We'll have exhibitions, ongoing exhibitions, temporary exhibitions, both in contemporary art that, you know, speak to flight in both literal and creative ways. And then we'll also have some historical or more humanities-based exhibitions as well in our Gallery of Flight. We have a permanent public artwork by Michael Reese that was designed specifically for the facility, part of which are 11 light box portraits of 11 African-American aviator pioneers and with their story that will be on permanent display there. His project is called Force Proportional to Their Masses, which really sort of uses the metaphor of overcoming gravity, as one has to do to achieve flight, as a metaphor for the civil rights movement. So it goes all the way from some of the early aviators like Eugene Bullard, who was from Atlanta, and some of the Tuskegee Airmen, Bessie Coleman, who was actually from Atlanta, Texas. So men and women, and then leading up to some contemporary astronauts. So it's going to be an interesting mix, and I think something where people can always come and learn.
And definitely get inspired as well. And that's the whole point, is to inspire people to learn more about flight and to engage them in the arts in the process.
Well, I know that District 5 Fulton County Commissioner Emma Darnell has been a strong supporter of this, and I'm sure she's going to be taking part in your grand opening on May the 15th. That's a Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I guess that's sort of call attention to it, get some media coverage of it. But then you guys have a family event that following Saturday the 17th, don't you?
Oh, we do. Family Day will be from 1 to 5 p.m. We should have a lot of different things going on that day, but a little bit of free fun interactive activities. There'll be workshops. There'll be some sample artists conducting some, activities that might be similar to some of the classes that will be offered. We're going to have a paper airplane launch. We'll have a couple of panel discussions, but the most formal one that's organized will be the a group called the Black Aviation Airline Pioneers. And from 1 to 2, we'll do a panel discussion on some of their achievements in aviation. Many of these these are primarily men, but were some of the first persons of color that were hired by any commercial airlines in the United States. So they've got some pretty interesting stories to share and are particularly interested in sharing those with youth.
Well, if we have somebody listening that is interested in attending one of these events and wants to follow up on what's going on with the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center, what's the best way for them to follow up?
Probably on the website, www.fultonarts.org. We also have a listing there, and people can link to the full offerings of everything that we have listed and that we have going on in our several arts centers around the city.
We've been speaking with Lisa Tuttle. She's Interim Director of Fulton County Department of Arts and Culture. Lisa, thanks for joining us again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And Robin Williams, you're the Program Manager for the Fulton County Aviation Community Cultural Center. I'll say that right at some point, I promise. But welcome back to Atlanta, and best wishes on the grand opening.
Thanks so much. I'm so happy to be here, and it's a pleasure to be here today with you.